the final game of the regular football season featuring the Commerce Tigers taking on the Caddo Mills Foxes. Hello, I'm Matt Minky with a check of the highlights of the action. Caddo Mills began the game with a cunning onsides kick that no one saw coming, and the Foxes ended up with an unscheduled first possession to start this game, but Commerce managed to hold them back and prevent any damage. Shortly after, the Tigers made a 13-play drive to land on the Caddo Mills goal line, but they didn't stop there.
Now first down and goal inside the one, and we see Cortez Crosby in the backfield for Commerce. And the handoff to big Cortez Crosby at 265 pounds. Touchdown, Cortez Crosby.
We saw that in the pregame, Cortez Crosby getting some handoffs. I guess the prognostication was in overtime on that one, John Mark. You called it, Cortez getting his first touchdown of the year, maybe of the last 2 years.
The point after split the uprights, making the score Commerce 7, Caddo Mills 0, with 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. When Caddo Mills came out of the gate with that trickery, we really kind of expected a whole lot of offense to be seen, but not much, actually. They couldn't get past the Commerce defense. And it wasn't until later in the second when the Foxes found themselves hunted down again by the Tigers.
Fourth and four. Samwell in the shotgun, rolling out the left-hander. Deep down the far side, has a man out there, Buck Wilson. Touchdown, Tigers!
A double move by Buck Wilson in double coverage. He cuts to the inside towards the post and cuts to the outside. Sam Wells rolling on the bootleg formation. Great job by Wilson to get open, and a great job from Wells to theme and deliver the ball in the win.
The extra point was no good, but Commerce furthered their lead. Tigers 13, Caddo Mills 0, with about 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Of course, Caddo Mills had several opportunities to try to make their way back into this game in the first half, but they just couldn't do it, could not get past the Commerce D, and the final seconds of the first half ticked away with no score on the board for Caddo Mills. At the half, Commerce 13, Caddo Mills 0. After the break, Caddo Mills was set to receive the kickoff in the third quarter, but they couldn't hold on to the ball, and Commerce recovered. A little bit of retribution for the onside kick the Foxes executed at the start of the game that left some head-scratching going on. There was plenty of effort exerted by both teams in the third quarter, but absolutely no scoring occurred. It wasn't until later in the fourth quarter when the Tigers all but assured victory in this game with yet another unanswered touchdown.
Wells with a run back to either side. Buck Wilson is one of them. Mixed up in the backfield, but they give it to Buck Wilson. He breaks it up the middle for a touchdown.
You're on. It looked like a little bit of a mix-up in the backfield. I think Wells trying to hand it to somebody else, but Buck Wilson said, nah, I'll take that. I got 6 points waiting out there for me. I'm going to go get it. And get it, he did.
19-yard touchdown run by Buck Wilson, the Tiger senior. That's his second touchdown of the night. And now give him 14 touchdowns on the season.
This point after was good, and it made the score Commerce 20, Caddo Mills 0, with 7:45 left in the game. And that would be the final scoring in this match. Just not enough offense by the Foxes, and plenty of defense, plus a good amount of offense by Commerce, assured the win in this match. Final score, Commerce 20, Caddo Mills 0. Commerce advances to the postseason, facing Whitesboro. The date and location are yet to be determined as of this recording. As soon as we receive that information, we'll pass along the specifics on 88.9 KETR and KETR.org, and we'll have that game for you here on your station. Here's my Minky moment of the game. Sometimes less is more.
It reminded me a lot of, I guess it didn't remind me too much of him. I forgot his name.
I thank you for listening to the highlights on 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. I'm Matt Minky.